Good evening, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Suzanne. I'm really glad to actually start on time and stuff like that. So I'd like to tell you what's in store for our lovely nursing homes. They are doomed and not to exist anymore if we, you know, are to have our way, which is very important because many people, like myself included, are very fearful of being, you know, stuck in a nursing home and people forget about you and you don't get to eat, you don't get to properly clean yourself, you know, with a shower. I've had that happen to me where 2 weeks they couldn't decide who was going to give me the shower, so I literally gave myself the shower on everybody. Everybody freaked out because they were, oh, she's going to fall, blah, 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 blah. No, I didn't fall, and then maybe a week later I was sent home. But it was really, really ridiculous. You want to fight back. You don't do that to a person, not give them a shower for a whole week. That's a little excessive, don't you think? For whatever they might say to you. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Anyway, we're here to actually show you that's even more wicked is how they kill people. Now, I'm sorry, that's how I feel it runs. Because it runs away with the thought of that the person walked in there alive and is going out the back door in a casket, you know, in a pine box or whatever you want to call it nowadays. And it happened to my mom, my dad. Soon almost happened to my Aunt Frida, who's in Florida, but thank God she did all right, you know, with her head and her brain and stuff like that. She had a car accident and also had the beginning stages of vascular dementia. So it's really very difficult to know when the best part to speak with your loved ones are, so we'll let her go along a little bit. My cousin through marriage, Richie, is really taking the bull by the horns, and I cannot ever thank him so much to do that. And that's where I'm doing it today. I'm thanking him profusely to helping me out because of my physical disability. So he's doing a very good job. He's helping her, too. It's a stepson, too. So just wanted to let everybody know that. It's been very difficult to get people to understand, you know, hey, nursing homes aren't a pleasurable place to be in. I've been in 4 in over a year's time, and one of them, I was dropped from a Hoyo lift. Boy, was that painful. But it wasn't as painful as what I saw this aide did for me. And it's all based on the aide and the nursing home, you know, committing to the fact that they are going to help somebody and not harm somebody. There's all different ways to, you know, take that. But in reality, it's the truth. I've, like I said, been dropped from a Hoyo lift. I've been lifted up in the wrong manner off beds. I've been, I hope that wasn't as bad as the neglect from giving somebody a bath. That was just not called for. It was really horrible, and I couldn't wait to just wet up their whole bathroom with water, and that's what I did. I took a shower my own way because they weren't going to come and help me, so I literally used a wooden basin and actually wet my whole entire skull to wash my hair. I put it back into the sink and rinsed it off and so forth. If it wasn't for me doing that, I would not have a shower for 3 weeks. So it wasn't going to happen. I was going to take a shower on my own, and I was going to go home after that, not too far from that time. So I just said, you know what, let me just do what I need to do. These nursing homes have got to go, and that's why I say today, you know, that they can be changing their, if they're the owners and they really feel so deeply about something, then they could change it into accessible housing for the disabled, right, and the elderly, because there's nothing out there as much as we need, and we're a growing population because of the baby boomers and because of people who went to war. It's been very, very difficult to understand, to get people to understand that this is where we're going with this and this is how we're doing it. So that's, you know, the title of our show, and hang in and I'll get I'll get Frank if he's on the board. If not, I'll continue. All right, so hold on a second, okay? I'll be right back. It seems that the board is acting weird like it did the other day on me. Co-host, I should say, on the line, too. So bear with me. I'll let him in. Hello there, Frank.
Yeah, inner sight.
Yeah.
And nursing homes are becoming obsolete.
Yes, they are.
They're doomed. It's the beginning of the end of nursing homes.
Yeah.
And one big reason why, because people don't want them.
That's right.
You know, approximately 30 million disabled, maybe more.
Yeah.
You know, you count in the elderly and those who are ill and, according to the state, belong in a nursing home.
Please.
Not every doctor would agree with that.
That's right.
I'm sure there's plenty of doctors out there who would disagree and opt to help people in their own home, and nurses,
yeah,
too.
They have a whole bunch of them, Frank, actually. I needed something for myself to be checked, right? And it was a doctor who came and did the ultrasound right to my house, right in my house. I was astonished.
Oh, we don't need nursing homes.
No.
We need accessible housing a lot more than we need nursing homes.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
less on taxes.
Yeah. If you go to the SILO website, Center for Independent Living here in Suffolk County,
yes,
you'll see how much they believe in our committee. And anyone who would like to help or join, there's a number for that. 631-487-2038. You can find it on the SILO website.
Yes, you can.
And we greatly appreciate their help in promoting our idea of accessible housing. Another week or so, we have a meeting with a woman who's going to be the senior senator in New York State.
Right.
I believe she won the primary, and she's on her way to winning the election.
Right. I hope so.
So we're hoping that people like that will understand and realize that these nursing homes are out. We don't want them. The people don't want them.
That's right.
And that's the people speaking.
That's
you know?
True.
And if the government doesn't believe us, take a survey.
Yeah.
Survey all the millions of people in this state who are disabled. Ask them if they'd rather be in a nursing home or in their own home with the help they need.
Oh, God. I'd say 99.9.
I bet you 98%.
There you go. You gave
would
it
say
generous.
They want to be in their own home.
Yeah.
You always have two or three people who
I'm disabled, and I don't want to go in a nursing home.
You're
going
to be afraid. What?
Yeah. I'm disabled, and I have multiple disabilities, and yet people say, oh, it's so much easier if you went into a nursing home. Come, join me. We'll go to a nursing home together. They don't want to do that because they know the way I see it is plain and simple, totally different than what they see it. And they say, oh, wow, you know, that's that bites. Oh, my God, I didn't ever realize that. I said, well, if you never realized it, why don't you come and help me with a task of fundraising to help certain you know, process certain things and stuff like that.
Are these people, these doctors, these nurses, these administrators, this government, who the hell are they to set themselves up as God and to say that a person is going into a certain place to die, you know?
That's right.
I mean, they haven't tried every way to help that person. How do they know that person is going to die? You know? Did you try to save them with all the organic remedies?
Nope. I could say that for a fact.
They haven't tried that.
Given all Western medicine. Yep.
So, in that regard, they have no right to put somebody into a nursing home when they haven't exhausted every way to try to save them or help that person to get better.
I've told you this before, Frank. Remember the time I said to you that there was, a massage therapist who used to use aromatherapy during, and I just loved it. And they had it as a recreational activity, not even something that somebody could use and use it as their own therapy. No, they just had it, said, oh, this is just part of recreation therapy. We could stop it at any time. Just enjoy it while it lasts. And P.S., that's exactly what they did. They didn't
want to. Yeah, that's only one little small aspect of what we're talking about. I'm talking about doctors.
There anymore.
Doctors who have been doctors who have been trained and skilled in how to help people and give injections of supplements and stem cell and whatever else can be done.
Yep.
And thousands, millions of people are not being given that who are driven into nursing homes to spend their last days. So that's another reason why nursing homes are doomed.
Right.
They're not doing everything in their power to help the person or to save them.
Yeah.
What good is a nursing home if it doesn't do that? All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Keto Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East Keto Rescue at Verizon.net, Joanne Diamond, the Keto Lady, and Adopt an Akita, great, great Japanese mountain dog. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. And tell him you heard about him right here on Inner Sight, whether you need an apartment or want to rent a house or buy a house. Give Anthony Kennedy a call, 631-888-1186. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we thank them for endorsing our committee.
Okay.
We thank them for having a member of Silo on our committee. And we'll find out who that is shortly.
Yes, we
will. Joe Delgado, I call him Jose Delgado, the executive director, has expressed his sentiment that he would like to be the chairman of the committee. Well, we'd love to have you.
I'd love to have him.
He's got a lot of experience, and he certainly believes in Inner Sight.
Yes, he does.
So we thank Silo. 631-880-7929, Silo. Inner Sight brought to you by James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662, Bahamundi, if you have any civil rights concerns. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. It's a little different than the committee number. And you could find that committee number up on the homepage of Silo. What is that website? You know it?
Oh, Silo Orphan, yes. All you have to do is S-I-L-O and then go I-N-C. It's part of the same silo, INC, and then period, and then you go into the end of it, which is organization, O-R-G. So it's S-I-L-O-I-N-C period O-R-G. That's the website.
All right. Silo, S-I-L-O, Inc., right?
Right.
And then, what was
period.
The rest of it?
Period O-R-G.
Oh, okay. Silo, Inc., org. Right?
Right. Dot org. Yeah.
And siloinc.org. All right. In a site. And let's see. What else we got? Nobody Starved on Long Island. That's a great, great organization. Dog food, cat food. And medical for your animal. You call Gary 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. A great, great organization helping the animals. And this is our nursing home show tonight, Wednesday night, dedicated to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And you know, it's about time that there's a group and a movement to do that.
There
because
is.
It's a solid, solid idea. It's not an idea where people come together and they're going to try to protest and want to get arrested. And I mean, that deters from what they're doing.
That's
you know,
true.
And asking the government for more money, you know. The only way more money is going to work if it goes into an account for the individual to keep them out of the damn nursing home.
That's true.
More money is not going to work if it's going to the agencies. What good is that?
Right.
Because the nursing homes are still there. Now, yeah. if I could see if some of these groups got together and they said, we want $50 million put into an agency to close down the nursing home. Now, that would have made more sense.
Yeah, that would have.
See? And they should have fought for that. That's what they should have done. And they never did. You know?
Yeah.
We don't want money for the agencies. We want money to get rid of these nursing homes. We don't need them. They're horrible. They're killing people. And they should have had more stories out there.
Oh,
testimonials
yeah.
of people. Instead of that stupid civil disobedience. That didn't do anything. That made the whole thing worse for them. So.
It did.
All right. In a site. 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and talk about any experience that you may have, we'd love to hear from people who are trying to keep their loved one out of a nursing home. You ought to try to get, I forgot your aunt's name.
Oh, Frida.
Frida?
Yeah.
You ought to try to get Frida's stepson to call into this show.
Yeah, I can.
And
no,
talk about what he's trying to do.
Her out. Yeah, no.
Yeah. We need people to talk about this, to
yeah.
become active, you know, so that we can push
he
it through.
Had his
and,
mother.
And, huh?
His mother passed away the week after my mother passed away from dementia, and he kept her.
Yeah.
out of a nursing home completely, and he helped her out himself.
Well, he should be on this show with us.
Yeah.
We need to have people like that.
I will definitely call him,
you know?
And if he's not too busy with my aunt, because right now we have a lot of things
reach
that
out to him and ask him if he would give us 15 minutes.
I will.
You know, on the show and tell him what we're trying to do, that we're trying to make it so your aunt cannot go to a nursing home.
That's right.
There's the difference between and all the other agencies that take in money for these programs. Right there. That's the difference.
Yes.
We say if nursing homes are not there, you can't go to them.
That's true. It's logical.
We say turn them into housing to help
that's
people.
Right.
Anybody on the line?
Let
on the
me
phone.
Let me look, okay.
Inner Sight Live.
Yes,
you
we
talk.
Are live today. What the heck happened? Hold on. Here it is.
Just push the host cue button, which is number one.
Yes.
And we will recognize you and try to get you on the air.
That's correct. Okay, I'm going back to the main screen.
Anybody up there?
And nobody except for one person listening.
Oh, we welcome all listeners.
Yeah, we like that too.
we have over 115,000 listeners. I'd like to see all those people.
Yes, it's actually almost 116,000. Surprise.
What?
It's almost 116,000, so we're getting close.
Well, you got a late number?
Yeah. It was 801, I think. But let me take a look at it.
Give the whole number.
Yeah,
I will. If you have it.
Yeah, I have it. Hold on, let me just get to
it. I would like to see all those people.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, hold it. I'd like to see all the people who have listened to us do something actively. Now, we got one $10 donation in the PayPal. If all the people, what's the number?
115,808.
All right. If all of 115,808 would put $10, and you don't even have to use your own money. Get it from somebody.
Yeah.
You know? Use the silo website.
Yeah.
Show it to them. This is the committee to get rid of these nursing homes. I'm trying to raise $10. Believe me, you'll get it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to raise $10. I guarantee you'll probably get more.
Probably more, yeah.
Trying to raise $10 for the committee. They want to hire a public relations firm. You know?
Yeah.
If all those people would send us $10,
we
could shake up every damn nursing home on this planet.
That's the truth. I don't think Mars
better believe
has
it, man. So that's what we need.
Yeah.
We need that funding to bring about a massive campaign to prove that nursing homes are doomed. How do you
That's
prove
right.
it? By people telling their stories.
That's right.
They're horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many of them that you haven't even heard yet.
That's right.
Because they get swept under the rug.
That's right.
We hear it all the time. People who have loved ones in the nursing home, and they go there all the time, every day. And when they're there, the staff is putting on a big damn act. How wonderful they're going to try to help these people. Then when they leave, the whole damn thing falls apart.
That's true. We're like 1-8 on the floor, which is terrible. If you have
we
one
all
person,
know how that works.
Exactly. But if you know that you can prevent some of that from happening by having the home health aide that is normally, quote, in the home, all right, bring that person
home. Sure you
home.
Could.
Yeah. Yep.
They
bring
don't want
person.
Home health aides helping people. That means the person
don't.
Can go home.
That's
what
right.
the hell do you need the nursing home for?
Exactly. They don't want to give them the opportunity to do that.
But the proof is there.
Yeah, it is.
That we don't need nursing home. When people go to visit and they maybe see the aides taking care of this person or whatever, you know. Then when they leave, God knows what happens.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's the proof.
Yeah, it is. And that always scared me. You know why it scared me? Because I know what they have done to my dad when he was in another nursing home, and we transferred him in the nursing home that my mother first started in. That was okay.
Nursing homes.
Okay at that. I'm sorry.
They're very unnatural.
Yeah, they are.
They are not natural places for people to be. So there's another reason why they're doomed and outdated, obsolete. You know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Able News. Can you hook that up?
Yep, in a bit. I have to go to another screen. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Angela, Melanie, our good friend with the Able News, and we thank her for the ad. Look for the new ad coming out in September, another week or so. It's almost September now. And by the way, September being National Guide Dog Month, we've moved our news conference on the nursing homes to October.
Yes.
We don't want to interfere. We don't want to interfere with the National Guide Dog Month. I talked to a couple of our members and
I have somebody who wants to speak.
And they agree. Do the Able News, and we'll take a call.
And then I'll do that. Yep. Here it comes.
Inner Sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Let's take a phone call live on Inner Sight. Who we got?
Okay. I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Oh. All right. Hello, caller. You're on the
Hello.
Air. Hello?
They have their hand up.
Yeah. Sounds like one of those, I'm not sure if I want to speak.
Okay.
That's all right.
That's all right. Let them on. Listen. Hold on.
Oh, that's cool. If you change your mind, caller, dial in again. You know, you don't have to reveal your identity or name. You could even disguise your voice if you want.
Yeah, but you could even give a fake name or even your first name. It doesn't matter. When I've come in through for hosts, I would just leave it as anonymity and just leave it. Say anonymous one, anonymous two. We could do that, or just say, "Oh, caller wants to speak," and that's all. So it doesn't matter who you are and where you've been. We'll be able to help you in any way we can. Well, that all rhymes.
And we apologize that we don't have the money to really help people. You know,
there are
agencies that have that money. And all they do is deal in criteria. Bullcrap. You know? The only criteria for staying out of a nursing home should be that the person is disabled or ill or, a candidate for a nursing home. That should be the only criteria.
That's right.
None of this two people assist and all this crap. That's all a bunch of bull. It's all designed to put people in the nursing homes.
That's right.
That's all it's there for. So
I wish I had a better.
Definitely oppose this stupid criteria crap.
No, I said I'd rather see people be able to have their own health in their own hands and get what needs to be done. Even alternative stuff can help anybody and everybody if you got the right, you know, health practitioner in, you know, mostly homeopathic stuff. And it's just that you're able to control the homeopathic agent that you're using, so the person doesn't, you know, feel the effects of a pill as much as you would when you get a homeopathic supplement. It's much leaner.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we challenge the government to put up funding with an agency or agencies to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's correct.
Where's the money for that? You know, there's money for everything else.
But that.
But not for that. There isn't even a foundation that you can go to. To get money for that,
right?
So that's really a blow against every disabled person in this country. When you think about it, what is that? You know, there's money for programs with the stupid criteria, you know, that can put you in to the nursing home. If you reach a certain level in your disability or illness or whatever it is, you know, if a person is that ill, put them in a hospital. I'm not crazy about hospitals, but that's better than a damn nursing home.
Yeah, definitely.
And another thing I'd like to see happen, don't allow these hospitals to be affiliated with nursing homes.
Right.
Do you realize how many people are frightened, especially if you're disabled, of going into a hospital because you know that that place is affiliated with a nursing home and some stupid-ass social worker who eats donuts all day is going to come around and try to coerce you? Oh, it's a lovely place. Stick it up your ass, lady.
That's right.
That's what
nobody
I would
really
say.
Wants to go to it. Oh, I would too.
I'd throw her out of my room.
That's right.
Or my friend's room.
That's right.
Another fear that we have to live with. These hospitals and these rehab centers should not be affiliated with these damn nursing homes.
Oh, it's right on there. The board is combined with the other board. Oh, heaven forbid.
Sure.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
We learned a lot from that, right, Frank?
And look at all the money that's being wasted on it. You know?
Oh, we had that same caller who wanted to speak, I guess.
Right.
I don't know, because his hand has been remained up since we started.
Welcome, caller, if you want to talk.
Yeah.
You know,
hello?
Say your piece.
Dinner sight. Oh.
All right.
I guess they can't hear.
So, tonight's show is subtitled "Nursing Homes Are Doomed."
Yeah.
They really are. They really are, and you know why? Because people don't want them, and the politicians are supposed to listen to the people.
Yeah,
for the
right.
people, by the people. Where the hell is it?
I know.
You know, that's exactly what I'm going to tell Senator next Wednesday. Don't think I'm going to sit there like a little quiet lamb and hear the same old crap. I'll look into it. No. I don't want to hear it. I don't give a damn who gets mad at me either. I don't want to hear it.
I don't get mad at you.
There's nothing
I just find
to look
it.
Into.
Yeah, there's nothing to, you know, do. Oh, I'm definitely going to look into it. Okay, and when is Christmas next year?
Yeah. I mean, it's a horrible expression, look into it.
Yeah.
You know? I'd like to hear them at least say I'm definitely going to do something about it and then
That's
tell
different.
What they're going to do.
That's right.
And then make it public.
That's right.
That's the only thing I want to hear.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. We're looking into it for you, theory. That's what my next phrase would want to be.
I've heard that so many times from a politician.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear it again.
Neither do I. Come to think of it.
In a site, 213-816-1650. And tomorrow night's show was supposed to be the parents of Milton, the dog who perished at the Guide Dog Foundation. I haven't been able to get a confirmation. I will try again tomorrow. And this show was not my idea. It was Tom, the husband's idea. He said to me, if you ever need a guest.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to have the show or not, but I'm going to try to find out one way or another. You know, how many times that we know it's true that the service dog schools have a tendency to intimidate people.
Yes, they do.
Even in a subtle way. You know.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Subtle?
Who knows what's going on?
Mine was overtly, you know, trying to get rid of me off the phone, I think.
No, when you have no law, anything goes.
Right. He called
exactly
me right away the very next day. Yeah. The guide dog school called me the very next day and said, what are you looking for, blah, 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 blah. Then they said no to me, said that they could not do that. They did not, you know, that wasn't part of the program since I'm multiply disabled. So they couldn't do it. Then 2 weeks later, I get a request for a donation. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You just
denied
me.
Yeah, they do that to thousands of people. It goes out automatically.
Do it. You know, I refuse to fall for that. That would be stupidity on my part. You know? So,
no,
I
wouldn't mind helping them raise money if they
if it was done in the right way.
Their ways and they were going to train the dog, I'd help them.
I'd help them that way.
See, I'll help
but
them, but they
help
won't help
them.
Us.
Yeah, that's the issue right there.
There it
you
is
know?
Right
and
there.
And even that will help them and even do a PSA and even lend our help and effort to help, you know, them is a lot better than having somebody, you know, coming in and say, we don't need them, we don't need that, and then all of a sudden saying, oh, wait, maybe we do need them. It just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't, Frank.
Well,
why they would do
all
such
the
a thing.
All the statements they've made, and they haven't made too many, the point remains that a guide dog is dead. And somebody neglected it.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, big time.
And who knows what happened?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you the way things are now, unless there's an impartial investigation, you'll never know what happened.
That's right. We have Louie, and he's cued in. He wants to talk.
All right, in a sight, and Friday night's the funnies, and we're going to have Jimmy Dinigan with his new glasses. Friday night, what a riot that was. Where'd you hear this one? Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right,
Jimmy Dinigan,
Louie.
Friday night frolics. Since we have Louie on the line, this is our nursing home show, but we'll take a little detour.
Yes.
And get Louie on there. In the site live, hello.
Yes. Hey, Louie.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was on Friday night. I got the wrong number again.
Oh, you knew. Don't give me that. Get out of here.
Louie wanted to talk to us.
Okay.
You knew
it's
Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm Jimmy. My name is Jimmy Dinigan.
Dilligan.
Dilligan, I love it.
Jimmy
you
Dilligan.
Got a yeah.
Who's that? Is that Jimmy's uncle?
No, my name is Jimmy Dilligan Jr. eating a bowl of chicken noodle soup.
Junior?
Wait a minute. Jimmy was
a...
only 11, 12 years old. He wasn't married.
Okay,
oh, I didn't know. That's what, if you got a girl, that's what he would name it, right? Or a boy.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank, I just had a bowl of chicken noodle soup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Who made it?
It's a dry chicken noodle soup. Make it out, patch it, you boil it in the water, and then give it a stir. If you want to scramble the egg and put it right into the soup, make it an eight-drop soup, and then it would be yummy.
Right. Sounds good. Your mother made
it? My mom makes it.
Well, tell her to save me some. I'll be over after the show.
You don't eat chicken noodle soup.
Well,
he does.
What about you, Suzanne? You don't eat soup?
I happen to like puree soups, meaning that if there's like a carrot and it's pureed in a blender, then you put a little bit of pumpkin spice in it, and it actually tastes pretty decent for a soup.
I got to try your soup. I haven't tried it.
Oh, you meaning, like a pureed thing? Oh, yeah, it's not
well,
bad.
Well, Louie's going to come over to my house, and I'm going to get him pizza with Purina dog food right on it.
Oh, no. You got to take that off my pizza. Oh, no.
We have to take it off his pizza.
And we're
going to
sing that some more.
There you go.
Yeah.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Hamburger pie, that's amore.
Oh, no. Don't make me have
well, we're eating
guys.
The pizza with the dog food.
That's right.
Yeah. But, yeah. Now there's no, I'll try to eat if there's no room for my stomach or my belly.
Uh-oh.
Well, we know there's no room for your belly.
Right.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question. You wear a belt?
Sure as I wear a belt. I got an extra large belt.
What size is your waist?
Uh-oh.
Size 48.
48? Oh, holy Magilla.
Holy Magilla.
48? Wait a minute. Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 8 foot tall, about 3 inches.
8 foot tall. Get out of here.
8 foot. Now, you're not 8 foot tall, but
you're not 8 foot
tall.
How much do you weigh?
215 pounds.
215.
All right, so you must be at least 6'3", right?
Yeah. Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank, why do you say I'm going to be 855 pounds?
No.
855 pounds. You won't be able to walk.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
You'll have to wheel, put you in a wagon.
There you
go. I need a wheelchair.
Yeah,
put
you in a wagon with bells, and we'll let a horse pull it.
There you go. That's better.
I remember I went to Target and tried to find the belt size extra large, right? I went to the ladies' belts. I got to find the right waistline to fit me.
Holy
with the
lady
size belt.
Why are you going
belt?
To the ladies' belt? Oh, ladies, I'm sorry. Ladies' belts. That didn't.
Yeah, I make sure it fits my waistline. I want to be in style.
Did it stretch?
Okay.
No, don't stretch. It won't break the buckle. Don't break the belt.
Well, 48.
Better not break for me.
Can't
wait. I was going to take it after that.
48.
Yeah.
Can you get a date?
48.
Yeah, on the Saturday, I was watching that date night with Connie and Chrissy on the Saturday night, 11 to midnight on Saturday night on Channel 20.
Oh.
Yeah. All right,
two
so
pretty
since
ladies.
You're here, tell them quick about Friday night. We got to finish our show.
Yeah, tell us. Yeah.
Hey, what's your time check?
We got 15 minutes, but we still have to end the show, Louie.
Time check.
Yep.
Okay, yes, how about the promo? I'll redo it again. Okay, Ray, stand by, guys. Ready?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Dilligan. I'm answering a call Frank Perino's Inner Sight. I'm on Talk Radio from Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning, all right? We're going to have a lot of hilarious fun with Louis Rivera.
8 till 9 o'clock in the morning.
Rosanna,
yeah, no. I don't know where he's going for that. We're at night, Louis.
I'm kidding around with the morning. Okay,
that's
I'll
a marathon,
again.
8 to 9.
Yeah,
I'll make sure you call Ringing Danging Frank on Block Talk Radio on the we're gonna do the Follix. I'm gonna do the Crazy Rosanna Dana. I'm gonna do Buffy Casalvo as usual, right? And we're gonna have a fun with the Honeymooners or Laurel and Hardy or Sanford Sun or your friendly philosopher or Laurel and Hardy, all right? Make sure you stay tuned on Friday night from 8 to 9. On the Block Talk Radio, sorry.
And we're gonna tell people what they can do if they get locked out of the bathroom.
That's
yeah, lock out of the ladies' bathroom. That's right.
Oops,
yeah.
Went through the wrong door.
All right,
door,
listen,
now I'm
thanks,
out.
Lou. We got to finish the show.
Lou. Okay, I love you guys. I'm gonna have a lot of awareness run on the radio. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, Lou. That's it.
Thank you, Louie.
Yeah, thank you, Louie.
Love you. Suzanne, you're my heart. I love you.
Oh, thank you, Louie. Sorry, Louie. I had to let you go.
All right. Inner Sight and our nursing home show tonight, and the theme, nursing homes are doomed. You know, I love that theme. Doom.
I do,
the word. Look up that word, doom. Can you look it up in the
I'm gonna look it up
Google
the
or whatever.
You know.
Let's see what they say.
Yeah. Yep.
What's the definition of doomed?
It sounds so...
You gotta say it with the right kind of
intonation.
Doomed.
That's right. Here.
That's
listen
how
to
I
this.
Say. What is that word? What do I say the meaning of that word is?
Likely to have an unfortunate and inescapable outcome, ill-fated. The moving story of their doomed love affair.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's it. It's unfortunate for the nursing home, but it's good for us.
That's right.
All right. And all these people who want to keep these damn places going. You know?
I can't even imagine who would want it. Seriously.
I mean, just look at what's going on, what your place is promoting and causing. How people's lives are disrupted and disturbed and interfered with, you know. Especially when the alternative is there, a person can stay in their own home and get the help they need. So wake up.
Yeah.
All you nursing home owners, wake up.
Right.
Do something better to make money.
Yeah.
We don't need nursing homes. Nobody wants them. All right, Inner Sight, and I want to thank, again, our committee has commenced. We have about a dozen members. Our next meeting is middle of September.
We're still doing middle of September. Okay.
Yeah, on the Zoom. Anyone who would like to help and join, here's the number you can call, 631-487-2038. That's the number to call if you're interested in the Nursing Home Committee. You'll find that number in Able News online and on the Silo homepage of their website.
Which is awesome.
So reach out to us. We need all the help we can get. You want to help collect some money and put it behind the petition.
That's it.
As soon as I get my settlement, I'm putting $100 behind it.
Yeah.
Can anybody follow me with that?
Match it, yeah. Yep.
You know?
That's important. It helps people get closer to having, you know, not only the dream come true, but it's like it'll help people as well. They won't have to be in a nursing home anymore. They'll be going, I assure you, to accessible, completely accessible housing. Otherwise, I'm not accepting whatever they have to offer, period. End of story.
Nursing homes are as doomed as was slavery in the South.
You know, I would agree to that.
The same thing.
Yeah.
And if you examine it and analyze it, it is a form of slavery.
Yeah. They
because
make
look what they do to people.
Or for our misery. That's the weirdest concept that I've ever thought that to be true. But yes, it is true. You know? I remember when my dad died in 2016, I just said to you, oh, yeah, everything is going well. But why is he dead? Why did he die? Frank kept asking me. Oh, he has Alzheimer's. And now both my family members, my mom and dad, both had Alzheimer's. So you want to know what I'm worrying about. That's what I'm worrying about. But it skips a generation. You know, so it
they didn't
that
do everything they could to help them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
You know?
And then my mom, too. That's her answer. She needed more of me, but it was very hard for me to do that, help within a site, and also, you know, attend. You know, they never told me that my mom had a severe infection and went unconscious from it. That's the ultimate failure when it comes to any nursing home in my eyes. Tell me what's going on. Tell me the truth. That's all I want. If it's neglect by you,
people don't
thank
have the
you.
Means
you,
and the funds to help their loved ones.
I
that's
know.
What it is. You can't pick up the phone and call the office of the aging and say, hey, I'm trying to keep my mom out of a nursing home. Can you do a fundraiser for us? Can you
no,
do a public service? You know?
Nothing.
You can't do that.
Nothing. Nope.
Oh, we don't do that. That's their answer.
You have to call one of the advocacy organizations to do that. I said, I'm calling you from
they don't do that either.
Organization. Yeah. I'm telling you we should have it.
There's nobody
Yeah.
who does it except maybe us.
Yeah.
We would do it. We would offer to do a fundraiser for people who are trying to keep their loved ones out of
the nursing home. I would be amazed one day if somebody, you know, told, you know, says, oh, yeah, we refer people to Inner Sight. Well, we are Inner Sight. We're cool. You know, I can see it now, you know, with that. So one of these days we're going to get somebody to refer to us.
Stand up with us. Any? Did you get anything on that tweet we sent out?
Oh, yeah, I did. Hold on, let me look.
Can you just, you got a few minutes.
It's
look
50.
It up.
50.
Huh?
50. 50. 50.
We got 50 views?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
50 views. And please, if 50 people would sign our petition, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? 50 views.
Yeah.
That's 50 people who obviously don't believe in nursing homes.
That's right.
So, we'll take all the help we can get.
It also was the same. We had a lot of people listen to our blog show who could log on and, you know, say, oh, this should not be happening to any other person anymore, and sign it, because it could be them that you're fighting for, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. There's only one way to ensure that people are not going to nursing homes. Only one way, world.
Right.
Remove them.
That's right.
Turn them into accessible housing. Don't let them exist. That's the way.
We were talking.
That you can stop people from going into nursing homes.
Sorry. We were talking one time, Frank, and I remember saying to you, the only way to get, and then this is how it developed into more of something that we have right now. And it's good, because we were talking and I was saying, oh, those nursing homes would have to be changed into accessible housing. And then we just, you know, that was the answer between us. We came up with that, and that was the answer, which is cool.
Hey, I want to tell you about the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape and have fun. Call Devin Fernandez.
Yes.
And the Third Eye Insight.
Yeah.
You can look it up on the Facebook and the internet. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight recommends the insight.
That's right.
All right, 631-445-3464.
Right.
Devin Fernandez.
Yeah, he used to be, before he lost his sight, didn't he used to be like something in, like, professional fighting and stuff like that for a little while? I remember him saying something like that.
I don't know. I know he lost his sight in an accident.
Yeah, that I know too.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night show. Well, we hope it'll be with the parent of Milton.
Moment.
We'll have to wait and see.
If it isn't, then we could always do something else that we've been waiting for.
Oh, I'm sure we'll find something suitable.
Yes.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090.
Yep.
And did you get a prompt?
Not yet, but soon.
So, once again, directing your attention to the Inner Sight Committee to get rid of the nursing home, go to the website of Silo on the home page and get the info. And we thank Jose Delgado and the whole gang over there. All right. Silo, 631-880-7929.
Wow.
And thank you for backing us up on these nursing homes to remove them. Remove the threat.
90-second prompt.
What?
90-second prompt.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we'll be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight. I want to thank all our listeners, our friends, callers, all who believe in freedom and justice and the right to live your own life in your own home. You know, that's an American right. How dare they violate it? All right. The government wants to not violate it. Put up some money. Put up about $50 million. Turn these nursing homes into something good, like accessible housing. Where's the money for that? All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.